This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WCCN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford, along with producer extraordinaire Brian Temple. Brian, how you doing today?
You're too kind. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
And we have in-studio guest Aaron Thomas, who's going to talk to us about Donato's Pizza later on.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, it is a good sub. We had a Donato's Pizza in here the other day. But what we're going to talk about today, firstly...
Well, you know the rule. We have a repeat guest. They've got to bring food.
Okay.
That's the rule.
Well, we didn't tell
Harry
him.
He shows up empty-handed. I mean, for crying out loud.
Well, we didn't tell him the rule, so he gets a break.
There you go. We'll give him a pass on this time.
But it is Friday, and a great thing happens this weekend. But, Aaron, I'm going to ask you a question, because I think you're going to give the answer most people do. Who started daylight savings time?
Oh, the U.S. government.
Well, you're... That's exactly... That's... Kind of sort of true, but I'm gonna do a little diatribe on daylight savings time.
I know this one, Bill.
Okay, who?
Benjamin Franklin.
And you, sir, are also wrong.
Am I?
You are indeed.
My goodness.
Let me tell you.
Let me get educated.
Okay, get educated here for a second. First of all, we're gonna do a little quote from one of my favorite books, A Tale of Two Cities, where the opening line is by Mr. Charles Darnay, and he says it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. But now let's reverse that. Let's say it was the worst of times, it was the best of times. The worst of times to me is in November when we set that clock back and you wake up, and I hate that. So most people, but it's now good. This Sunday, it's going to change, Saturday night. Most people think daylight saving time was invented by Benjamin Franklin, but that's not exactly true. In 1784, Franklin did write an essay while he was living in Paris suggesting that people could save candles if they simply woke up earlier to use natural sunlight. But he wasn't proposing changing clocks. He was just being Benjamin Franklin. The modern idea of actually moving the clock forward didn't arrive till the early 20th century. A British builder named William Willett proposed shifting the clocks in the summer so people could enjoy more daylight in the evenings. He pushed the idea real hard in Britain, but he passed away before it was even remotely thought about being adopted. However, during World War I, and here's where it really takes a weird turn, Germany introduced daylight saving time in 1916 to conserve coal and energy. The idea spread across Europe and eventually came to the United States. The U.S. adopted daylight saving time in 1918 during the war under President Wilson. But Americans hated it. Farmers in particular hated the change because it disrupted their schedules. And after the war ended, the country repealed it. And for the next several decades, daylight saving time was just sort of a patchwork across America. Some cities observed, some didn't. In some cases, a neighboring town would have it and their neighbor didn't. And after the war ended, the country quickly repealed it again. The confusion got really bad until Congress stepped in. And Aaron, this is where you get a partial credit for the answer. In 1966, the federal government passed the Uniform Time Act signed by President Lyndon Johnson. This is the law that standardized daylight saving time and told when it would begin and when it would end. States could sort of opt out, but if they participated, they had to follow the national schedule. And today, most of the United States follows that schedule. Most of the country sets the clock forward 1 hour in March and back 1 hour in November. But not everyone. Two states have opted out entirely, Hawaii and Arizona. Hawaii doesn't do it because they're so close to the equator, it doesn't really make any difference, so they just said, no, no aloha on this one. We're not going to do it. And Arizona didn't do it because they're in the desert and it's hot and they didn't want to make anything that would cause them use more air conditioning. But in Alabama, hey, we still change the clock twice a year. Over the past decades, dozens of states have passed laws or resolution supporting permanent daylight saving time. The idea is simple. Just stop changing the clocks and stay on the same time period year round. But the problem is, under the Uniform Time Act passed by President Johnson, states are allowed to eliminate daylight saving time and stay on standard time all year, but they are not allowed to do it on a permanent basis without approval from Congress. So if a state legislator votes for, or state legislature votes for permanent daylight savings time, it isn't going to take effect until Congress changes the law. In 2022, the Sunshine Protection Act passed the United States Senate unanimously, and the champion of this was Marco Rubio, who is much in the news today. The bill would have made it permanent, but it did not pass the House of Representatives. So for now, the clocks keep changing. Why do people want to end this system? Well, supporters of permanent daylight savings time argue that the later daylight in evenings encourages outdoor activity, helps retail businesses. Folks are not scared to go out in the dark and buy pizzas. It can reduce crime, and many Americans just don't like the hassle of changing the clocks twice a year. Because most clocks, folks, let's face it, they just don't have a thing on the back that you turn. Most of them are computers, and oftentimes you have to go to YouTube to watch a video to figure out how to do it. And sleep experts and medical organizations argue that permanent standard time might actually be healthier. So the debate continues. Congress has to act. They haven't acted yet. And it's one of those traditions that it's kind of like Mark Twain said about the weather. Everybody complains about it, but nobody does anything about it. And everybody complains about daylight savings time, except for the coming weekend. That's what everybody likes. And you know what the funny thing is? It's a lot of studies have shown that there's no real energy savings for daylight savings time, yet the habit remains in America, embedded in our calendar. Whether daylight savings time eventually disappears or becomes a permanent thing, we'll just have to wait and see. It's not going to change this year, but one thing is certain. Every spring and fall, millions of Americans, myself included, say, why are we still doing this? Why can't we just keep it one way and leave it that way? That would be my vote. And that, speaking of vote, maybe, I don't know, Aaron, maybe you can do something about that.
Yeah. Well, there's this quote I saw once. It said, only the United States government thinks that it can control time.
And you know what? That is a very good quote. And Brian, that is a good quote for us to get out of here, if you're okay with that. Okay, folks, we're going to take a break, and then we'll be back with our great sponsor, Aaron Thomas of Donato's Pizza, and he's got some real good news if you work in building 5400 like I used to in Redstone Arsenal.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza!
In the market for a new or used car? Look no further than Hyundai of Decatur. With a large inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned Hyundai models, Greenway Hyundai of Decatur is here to service all of your Hyundai needs. Come visit our exceptional service department as well. With state-of-the-art facilities and a caring team of automotive professionals waiting to service your vehicle, make Hyundai of Decatur your number one choice for all your automotive needs. Give them a call today at 256-274-0279 or visit them online at greenwayhyundaiofdecatur.com.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City in Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
Tom Abraham here for my longtime friend Mike Owen of Owen Home Appliance. You know, Mike has over 25 years experience in the appliance industry, and since 2017, Owen Home Appliance has served customers in the Tennessee Valley with a focus on quality products, affordable prices, and excellent customer service. Owen Home Appliance prides themselves on community involvement as well, sponsoring local teams and events while making sure that you get the right appliance at the right price. Visit their highly interactive showroom in Lacey Springs, just 8 miles south of the river on 231.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
This is Talk Radio, WCZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. Almost caught myself, Brian, with my headphones off. I was just yakking with our guests. So,
well, you know, that's why I'm here.
That's why you're here. You keep me straight. So, again, this is Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford. And this is Friendly Friday, where our focus on Friday is two things. Our first segment of the afternoon is our sponsor's corner. And our sponsor is Aaron Thomas of Donato's Pizza. Aaron, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm really enjoying Friday right now.
Well, I would think you should be enjoying it after the news you gave me. But folks, Donato's Pizza, if you haven't ever had one, you're really missing, in my opinion, and this is not just me, ask my wife. We get them all the time. Of course, we're the pineapple people, you know.
Right, right.
We like the pineapple pizza, but and that's I'm a big Hawaiian pizza fan, and I will just tell you this: I would be the one ordering the pizza, and my wife tapped me on the shoulder one day, and she said, "Have you ever bothered to look at the rest of the menu?" And I hadn't, and I went, "Oh my God!" So tell us a little bit about Donato's and what all's on your menu, and what your secret is to making, I think, the best pizza in town.
Well, first of all, thanks for that introduction. To start off with, we do pizzas, salads, wings, and sub sandwiches. I would say if you go to the secret recipe, if you will, the first thing that you have to make sure is that you have a really good quality cheese. And we use a Wisconsin smoked and aged provolone. And so it's not your typical mozzarella. And mozzarella has a really high moisture content as far as the water is concerned. And when you have a smoked Wisconsin provolone, you get a lot more of those cultures there that carry the rest of the flavor. And so when you start off with a smoked and aged cheese, it basically brings in a lot of the other flavors from the toppings. So it's a great way to kind of complement and augment the rest of the toppings. So that's the first thing.
Well, let me jump in there because I have a story about that.
All right.
The first time Aaron and I met, we were with our station manager, Tom Abraham, and Tom and I were doing our best to say what a wondrous program we have here and what a great show we have, and you ought to sponsor it. And we were just about to close the deal, and Aaron said, "Wait a second, hang on a minute, I've got a pizza emergency." And it was a cheese issue, right?
Yep, it was. The bake tends to be a little bit temperamental, just because it's already smoked. And so it comes out just a little bit darker because it actually caramelizes on the top layer. And so when you have temperature and humidity changes, then your ovens have to be recalibrated. And so sometimes that's a daily process for us.
All right. Now tell me about the recalibration of an oven. The only thing I know about an oven is turning on high, medium, low, whatever the case may be. What's the difference between my little Samsung oven and the oven you make these pizzas in?
Well, and for those of you that are listening, if you want to make pizzas better at home, something to remember is temperature for top, time for bottom. So temperature for top. If you have a really high temperature, which pizzas are typically baked at around 550 degrees and up, and you can have like a New Haven style or something like that where it's coal oven, and those temperatures are even higher, but when you have a really high temperature, that's where you're kind of playing with how dark the edges of your pepperoni are going to get. Like when you have a well-baked pepperoni pizza that has the right mixture of beef and pork to it, you want to see the pepperoni kind of crisp around the edge and cup. And it shouldn't have a whole lot of grease to it either. You have to have some just to make sure that the flavor kind of permeates, but you have to have a good balance there. So when you have it too high, of course, it's gonna wilt your bell peppers and your produce and things like that, and you're not really gonna get a good enough flavor. So it has to be the right balance between making sure that you've got everything baked but not overdone. And then for the bottom, when you're talking about time, the longer it's in the oven, the crispier it's going to make the bottom of the crust. And so you really have to keep a balance between those two things. So time for bottom, temperature for top.
Now, did you learn this on the job, or did you actually – how do you get this kind of knowledge base?
I've been doing this since I was 16 years old.
Oh, well, then that answers that question. So one of the things that I like about a Donato's pizza is, and this may sound trite and petty, but I like the way you cut them up. It's different. It's not, you know, when I was at West Point, they would make us cut the dessert equally for the upperclassmen.
Right.
And what they would always do, how many, you know, serve the dessert for tonight? Is Ice Martha Washington sheet cake? Would anyone not like a serving? You know, blah, blah, blah. And one upperclassman would always pull their hand back so it would be an odd number. So I'm very familiar with trying to cut things equally, but that's not how you guys do it. And I like the way you do it. Tell us what's different, because it is different.
Yeah, it is. We cut ours into squares, and that's something that kind of originated in Ohio. But the reason was the founder in the 60s was he noticed that if you have a regular large pizza and you cut it into the traditional 8 slices and you're serving a family, then the dad who typically is going to eat more is getting a slice that's the exact same size as the 3 or 4 year old. And so by cutting it into squares, you had different sizes for different people. And so that's kind of how it originated, and it's continued, which has been fun to watch.
Well, folks, if you've never had a Donato's pizza, you try one and you will say, wow, this is pizza genius. At least it is in my book. So, another thing you guys are famous for, which I really am fond of, is the edge to edge concept. Tell us about that and what it is and how it came about.
Yeah, well, to begin with, when you guys are buying regular pizza, everybody just assumes, and it's part of the regular routine, that you're going to buy crust. Well, if you have 1 inch of your pizza that's crust, that's literally just bread. They're charging you for bread. And nobody really cares for that more so than the rest of the pizza as the toppings. And so we make sure that we have a sample of every single topping in every single bite going all the way out to the edge. So if you're paying for a 14-inch pizza, you're getting 14 inches worth of actual toppings, not just, you know, 13 inches plus one extra inch of bread.
That's, folks, again, try it. If you don't believe him, believe me, try it. So tell us a little bit about your menu, because you have a very varied menu that has a lot of good stuff on it.
Right. Well, to begin with, during COVID, the menu, it was about the death of us, because, for instance, on one of our pizzas, it's called the margarita. After it's baked, it gets a balsamic reduction glaze put across the top of it. And it's a product that comes from Italy. And so you have one ingredient for one single pizza that's coming from Italy. And then you also have all of your regular toppings. So your cheese, I mentioned, is a Wisconsin product. You know, the pepperoni that we get, it's a family heritage pepperoni, and it's a proprietary recipe. So you had all of these different producers and farms that were coming together to help us make our product. And in the middle of the COVID, having a varied menu like that poses some pretty interesting challenges. But, you know, like I said, we do pizzas, we do wings, bone-in, boneless wings. We do, of course, salads and oven-baked subs. So we have a little bit of everything.
Calzones?
Yes, sir, we have calzones. So this is another little interesting fact for you. Do you know what the difference between a calzone and a stromboli is?
Well, I know one of the differences between the calzone and a stromboli is a calzone is kind of like folded over like a fruit pie and a half moon crescent shape.
Yep.
And a stromboli is sort of like a roll with meat inside of it.
It's rolled. And then the official definition is that a calzone has sauce on the inside. Strombolis are supposed to only have sauce on the outside for dipping. And so if you look up, you know, the origins, that's one of the big differentiating factors. And so if you ever feel like being a pizza snob somewhere, you can actually go and you can see which restaurants are calling strombolis calzones and vice versa. And you can know that you know the difference a little bit better than they do.
Well, now, do you use the same dough in the stromboli as the calzone? Excuse me, the pizza as the calzone?
Yeah, we do. It's a 10-inch, I would say a 10-inch section of dough that's folded over, but then we put Asiago cheese and olive oil and then a Romano oregano mixture on top of that before we bake it in the oven.
Well, see, I've had the calzone there, and it's awesome. And just a little calzone story. When I was at West Point, and all, by the way, all the West Point guys are going to find out about this, is when we had liver and onions or some horrible mess in the mess hall, there was only one little place back in the 80s at West Point where you could get something to eat. And it was a little tiny pizza place in the basement of the Cadet Bank called Tony's. And when you had liver and onions, everybody flocked down there to get their calzones. So all the West Point people are hooked on calzones. And I'm going to make sure they hear this broadcast. So they you may get a flock of them coming in.
All right.
I want to try that calzone. Well, don't you have desserts also?
Yeah, we do. We have cinnamon pull apart bread and cookies and brownies and the cinnamon pull apart bread. That's really, really difficult to make, but basically it involves dough that's been cured the right amount of time, and then it's basically put running parallel on a baking sheet, and then that has to be baked, and that's completely different as far as your bake from a traditional pizza, because it doesn't take that long to kind of caramelize butter, sugar, cinnamon in the oven as it does a pork and beef pepperoni. And so you have to be really, really mindful of that stuff in the oven too.
Well, let me ask you this. What is, let's say a person just walked in the door and they said, I am going to go to Donato's tonight. What would you recommend as the one thing they would order on the menu that they would say, hey, I had this and I'm coming back?
Absolutely. That would be a large thin crust pepperoni pizza. It's the most popular thing. It's got, we say it has 100 pieces of pepperoni for every large pizza, and that's not true. It's actually about 105 to 109, depending on temperature and humidity. But it's about 105 pieces of pepperoni put edge to edge over our smoked and aged Wisconsin provolone. Again, we put a Romano oregano blend on top of that, and then it's baked to golden brown. So you get a full 14 inches worth of pepperoni pizza.
I know, I've had it. What about your sauce? Do y'all make your sauce, or what kind of sauce do you use?
Yeah, it's one of those proprietary sauces that the founder was able to play around with and experiment with, and so we get that brought to us, and they're pretty protective of their recipe. So,
well, you know, anybody that does anything good in the restaurant business is going to have a protected. That's my dentist bugging me on my phone. So sorry, dentist. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
He heard you talking about dessert.
Yeah, he heard me talking about dessert and said, "Don't, no, I got to stop this. You might get a cavity." But the one thing I was going to say, and I just lost my train of thought, is for many years I worked on the Arsenal in building 5400, and the food there was not the best in the world. But now, guess what happened? I retired December 31st, and lo and behold, what has happened in building 5400, which, by the way, is where AVMIC is, if you're familiar with the Arsenal.
Yes, sir. So on Monday, a company that I'm thrilled to work with my dad and the rest of my family, Redstone Exchange Dining, we were given full control over the cafeteria. And so we have Donato's Pizza. We have, you know, calzones that you can, you know, customize however you want, that we bake fresh on site. We also have a full 27 item salad bar. And then on top of that, we have loaded pulled pork baked potatoes and pulled pork sandwiches and fresh brewed tea and, you know, just a little bit of everything. Quarter pound all beef hot dogs. We're just really, really thrilled to be a part of the culture out on Redstone Arsenal, and we're really so honored as a company to serve those who serve.
Well, how has it been going so far?
Oh, it's been fantastic. The everybody in that facility is amazing, and you know, it's great to be a part of that culture and workplace environment and be able to contribute.
I loved working out there. I didn't love eating out there, but guess what? I may have to.
All right.
I can still get in the building. I may have to go out there and try it out one day.
Absolutely. You'll have to come back just on me to do that. And then, you know, just to make the producer jealous, you know, we'll make sure that you have an opportunity to come out and get some free food. And that way he can bug me next time I show up empty handed, which won't happen again, sir. I got you.
Well, thank you very much. You know, at one point you guys had, if I'm remembering correctly, you guys had a barbecue chicken pizza.
Yeah, we do.
Just absolutely. I was the one who would always add pineapple to that.
Oh, okay. And see, that's an expert move right there.
And see, you know, it came from I've got a grilling glaze that starts with pineapple juice. So I already know that it works really well with stuff that's barbecued. So it was the right amount of sweetness and tartness, and on top of a very good pizza. And, you know, just on a whim, I tried it and I liked it.
Okay.
So,
what was that, the one with the red onions on it? Or
I think so.
Okay.
They just caramelized just right.
Yes, sir. Yep.
And, I used to live, behind your South Parkway store. So, you guys saw me a lot in that store. So, so this is exciting to have that quality, right there available when you're stuck, in your building, to run right downstairs and have dining like this just available to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing too that I'll say is we've really tried to keep the price point in mind. You know, when you're trying to take care of good quality meals for people that are working Monday through Friday, you can't charge, you know, $20 for an entree or something like that. In this economy, nobody has that kind of discretionary income. And so we tried to make sure that we're providing the best possible price point and the best possible quality at the same time. And so far it's gone really well.
Well, now, one thing you did mention, and I just want to verify this. You talked about the best seller was the thin crust pepperoni. How
yes,
many
sir.
Type crusts do you have?
We have three. We have thin, thick, and hand tossed crust. Hand tossed, of course, is temperamental and requires a lot more physical labor to prepare. Then we have thicker crust and, you know, that's of course edge to edge, and then the thin crust. But when people think of thin crust, a lot of the times they think of some other competitor that has like flour and water as their ingredients. We have yeast, eggs, sugar, milk, you know, all of this stuff, even in the thin crust. And so it's not like a cracker crust. It has a really nice texture and flavor to it. And,
Now, when you say hand tossed, the picture that comes to my mind is the guy twirling the pizza on one finger. Is that absolutely how y'all do that?
Yes, there are some people that do that. I encourage people not to, because you have to consider, you know, when you have people who are 14 years old that are coming in and they're working their first job, imagine, you know, five or six of them in the middle of a Friday night, all spinning pizzas above their head. That's a recipe for disaster. So you know, it's hand tossed, but we really try and stretch them because it's a little bit more controllable.
Now, I don't know the answer to this because I don't have to take advantage of it, but do you guys deliver?
Yeah, we do. We do. We have two restaurant locations, off of Redstone Arsenal. And they're 7500 South Memorial Parkway and then 8000 Madison Boulevard. And so if you're familiar with Main Street South off South Memorial Parkway, that's where the standalone restaurant location is. And then in the public shopping center off Madison Boulevard behind Champy's Chicken, that's where the Madison location is. And we deliver out to County Line Road and up to 72 you know, pretty much anywhere in Southwest Huntsville.
Now, one thing for our listeners, I've made this mistake, but if you're going to the South location on South Memorial Parkway, you need to exit on the Martin Road exit and go over Martin Road.
Oh, yes.
And because if you don't do that, you might miss it. But you know, there's many ways to make a U-turn down there, but that's it. Take the Martin Road exit and you're right there.
And I think our pizza's worth a U-turn too.
It is worth a U-turn too. So, let me ask you, are you going to be able to stick around and take the pizza hat off later
on? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm happy to do that.
So what is your best seller?
Best seller would be the pepperoni. And if I were to go with a second, I would say it'd be the serious meat. It's got pepperoni, ham, bacon, beef, and sausage.
Well, I got to ask one thing, because my best seller, as you know, as I've said many times, is the Hawaiian pizza. And folks, if you've never had Hawaiian people think, ham, pineapple, that's all there is to it. You guys put a taste of cinnamon on there, and that
we do.
Is awesome. How did that come about? Was that an owner's original recipe?
Yeah, it was. Really, when you're putting ham and pineapple together, you're kind of on the doorstep of kind of a Hawaiian-themed meal anyway. And of course, cinnamon is really what would complete that picture. And so but when you have ham and pineapple, you don't have as much of a crunch necessarily as you would traditionally expect. So we also put really thin sliced almonds as well. And so it kind of completes the rest of the recipe. So by the time you have the smoked and aged Wisconsin provolone, the fresh pineapple slices, the thin shaved ham, the cinnamon, smoked and aged provolone, it really kind of brings it all together with the almonds.
And I can tell you this, folks, it is absolutely awesome. And if you're not getting hungry now listening to this,
I'm starving to death over here.
There's something wrong. I got an apple sitting in here, but that doesn't do anything when
we're talking about my arm off over here.
When you're talking about pizzas. So we got a couple of minutes left. Give me, tell our listeners in, you know, briefly why they need to choose Donato's over other pizza locations in town, because there's a lot of them.
Sure. Well, to begin with, if you're looking for an affordable meal option, a lot of the time when you, let's say you go to a fast food restaurant, by the time you feed a family of four, you're going to be looking at $25 to $30 just for that. If you get a large, like a 14-inch pizza, your price point per individual is really around $5. And so it's actually more economical to get pizza than it is to go and get four meals, even at a fast food restaurant. So that's the first thing if you're concerned about the economics. But then the other thing too is just the overall quality. If you go and you get, you know, some of the take and bake pizzas or some of the hot and ready things, you're really not getting a good quality product. And so, you know, you're able to have the best of both worlds, not only the price point and the economics for people who are trying to feed families, but also a really good quality meal with fresh, you know, source produce that comes from the area. And it really kind of helps the local economy out. But then on top of that, it's about the healthiest pizza that you can get, because you don't have a really, really high fat content and everything going into the product as well, comparatively.
Well, hey, that's it. If you need to know anything more about that, go check it out yourself. But speaking of economics, go to our website, talkradiowzn.com. Look for zone deals, and you'll find a real good deal there for Donato's Pizza, $25 for 50 bucks worth of pizza. And, Brian, let's go ahead and take a break and get out of here. And we'll be back. Oh, how about that? Good job, Mr. Producer.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Hey, I'm Bobby White, and we have amazing truck month deals right now at Lynn Layton Ford. With your good credit, get 0% financing for 60 months with zero down, plus zero payments for 90 days, and $1,000 bonus cash on new F-150s. That's 0 for 60, 0 down, 0 payments for 90 days, plus $1,000 bonus cash on new 25 F-150s. Save up to $5,000 off MSRP on 25 Rangers, $5,000 off on Ranger. Save up to $10,000 off MSRP on remaining new 2025 Explorers, up to $10,000 off. We've got new Maverick Hybrids starting at under $28,000. That's right, new 25 Maverick Hybrids are truck month priced from just $27,840. And you'll never be asked to pay any hidden markups or dock fees. Come see us while supplies last by March 31st. We hope to see you real soon at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline Indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com.
AL Cert number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinions?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are our grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490 or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
Injured in a car accident? Get the help you need. I'm Morris Lilienthal, a personal injury lawyer right here in Huntsville. I've personally helped over 4,000 clients with their injury claims. My firm, Martinson & Beeson, has been helping clients for over 80 years, and we have received over 300 five-star Google reviews. We know that injuries and accidents can be life-changing, and I'm here to help you navigate the entire process. Get in touch with me right now by visiting MorrisTheAttorney.com. There's no charge for our meeting. Again, that's MorrisTheAttorney.com. I look forward to helping you.
No representation is made. The quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyer.
Since 1983, Berkshire Hathaway Rise Real Estate's Ann Adams has been your local go-to real estate expert in the area. As a buyer, you can trust Ann's in-depth knowledge of the local housing market to narrow available properties down to those you'll be interested in, saving you time when shopping for a new home. When you're ready to sell, Ann's expert negotiation skills will ensure you get a fair price and hassle-free experience. Call Ann Adams today at 256-337-2625 or email annadamsrise@gmail.com.
your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. Maybe a passing shower this Friday afternoon, but it does look like the vast majority of us are going to be dry under a partly sunny or mostly cloudy sky. Temperatures climbing into the upper 70s and lower 80s. We drop into the lower 60s through the overnight. Better chance of rain is going to move into the Tennessee Valley as we head into Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening, where it looks like we're going to get some widespread rain mixed in with a couple of isolated thunderstorms. No severe weather expected.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is Talk Radio WZZN, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford and producer Brian Temple. And in studio, our guest is Aaron Thomas. Now I'm going to pull out my magic pixie dust, throw it up in the air, and Aaron goes from the owner of Donato's Pizza to the candidate for District 10 in the State House of Representatives. So, Aaron, before we get going on that, just briefly tell our listeners what District 10 entails.
Absolutely. So District 10 goes from County Line Road over to South Memorial Parkway, and then from 565 south to the Tennessee River. So every square inch of Redstone Arsenal is encompassed in that. All of Zert Road, anything west of South Memorial Parkway, for the most part, all of those things are within the confines of House District 10. And then there's a stretch that goes up through Central Madison as well.
So essentially, that sounds to me like the heart of the Huntsville, Alabama
area. Yes,
sir. Very important district that you're representing. So as you go forth to represent that district, by the way, in the Republican primary, Aaron is unopposed, but that doesn't mean anything. That means you still got to go out and vote. But what are the principles or the ideas or the concepts that you're running on to represent that district and our area?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, to begin with, I believe in traditional family values. I believe in economic opportunity, and I believe in the principles of limited government.
Well, let me ask you this about traditional family values. What are things that you could bring to the table as a state representative to enhance that?
Sure. To begin with, I think we need to make sure that we have a good base of educational liberty so that people can raise their children in the way that they deem appropriate. And so that involves things like supporting school choice. It makes sure that if you have somebody who is going to the public education system, that you have an education environment where they're not exposed to things that are contrary to your values, and you can have your children taught the things that you think are age appropriate to them at an appropriate age of your choosing as a parent, instead of you know, just hoping that your children don't come back from school learning a whole different section about life that leaves you with a bunch of uncomfortable questions that you might not think that they're ready to have answers to just yet.
Well, that is indeed a very important thing. One of the things I wonder about, and I think it's a national problem, I don't know if it's just a District 10 problem, and that is health care. Do you have any thoughts on how we can get our health care system in this state back on track?
Yes. So to begin with, we've got kind of this really interesting amalgamation of issues. To begin with, we're being strangled by our own successes as Huntsville and Madison County have continued to grow as far as population is concerned. It's put a strain on not only the infrastructure that we have, but also the healthcare infrastructure. And so we need to make sure that we have the funds that are coming back here to North Alabama that are necessary to take care of a growing city like we have. And so it's really important that we have a Republican that represents us with the Republican supermajority and the caucus in the state so that we can bring those dollars back. When you mention healthcare, one of the things too that we have issues with is we have you know, ambulances that are having elevated times because they're not allowed to leave a patient until there's a hospital bed that's ready for them.
I had no idea.
Yep. And so
that's
so
in Huntsville, not yes. In rural areas.
Yeah, no, that's a healthcare rule. They do not allow a patient to leave their care until there's a place that's available for them. And so you only have so many ambulances. And so when you add traffic on top of that and everything else, there are a lot of different concerns that we have to focus on. And you know, traffic and our road infrastructure goes into that as well. And I've said this before, it might not be an issue that people think about as, you know, maybe the most attractive, but But the reality is the first time you have a loved one that's not able to get to the hospital on time, you know, because of our roads and infrastructure issues, then you'll definitely care about it.
I do have a question concerning that, and just kind of another facet to it is losing our rural hospitals and losing hospitals that people would normally go to, like out in the county or something like that. Now you're forced to go to a major city, which is Huntsville or Birmingham, mm-hmm. or Montgomery or Mobile.
But it also puts a strain on those.
So now you've got people, you know, having to be transported 1 hour, 1.5 hour, 2 hours to the hospital. That's going to tie up a bed that HMSE can't get somebody to.
Oh, absolutely.
So what are your plans to work with the state to kind of help take that pressure off so that our hospitals are available for our people?
Well, I think one of the big issues that we have right now when we take a look at this is that there's not really been a centrally concise and coordinated plan for the growth that we're experiencing here in North Alabama and how we can save the Morgan County hospitals and you know the rest of that infrastructure, because that is an important secondary or tertiary healthcare market that has to be cultivated. And so what we have to do is we have to be able to sit down and take a look at the growing population that we have, how many beds are needed, but then we also have to take a look at where we're looking to be in the next 10 years and start planning ahead for that as well.
Okay, well, that's a great answer. And in next year, 10 years, man, who knows where we'll be. Well, Brian, let's go ahead and take a break, and then we'll come back and wrap it up with Aaron, who is the District 10 representative. You're going to have the final word.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza! Tom Abraham here for my friends at All About Water. Crazy name, huh? Well, let me introduce you to them. All About Water is the top pond builder anywhere in the Tennessee Valley, and that includes remodeling or cleaning out existing ponds as well. They also have monthly maintenance plans for your pond. Don't have a pond? Well, how about a fountain or water feature for your property to bring that soothing sound of running water to your happy place? On the other hand, maybe you have water on your property that you don't want. Well, Ryan at All About Water is all about water, so he could take care of that as well. He has a background in fluid dynamics, and what that means is that he could take care of any water issue that you have. Finally, how about that irrigation system that you have or that you want? Well, they do installs and maintenance and repairs on those as well, because they are all about water. Learn more at allaboutwaterllc.com. That's allaboutwaterllc.com.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
Tom Abraham here from my friend Ross Roberts and his team at Valley Equipment Rental, and they have a brand new product for you. If you happen to be standing on a concrete or tile floor, Valley Equipment has the perfect cleaning solution for you. Whether it's new construction, daily work areas, or an area that's been neglected for too long, the Valley Equipment team of experienced professionals can help you choose the right floor scrubber or sweeper for your needs. Valley even has the right cleaning products for the job. Call Valley Equipment Rental today to learn more. Make a clean sweep with Valley Equipment Rental.
I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck, is bigger better?
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Do you want to be just a case number?
With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, we take the time to help.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
He's still a soldier. His blood runs red, white, and blue.
And this is Bill Crawford, and we're back here with Aaron Thomas, candidate for District 10 for the State House of Representatives, a very important position. And Aaron, we got a couple of minutes left, and what I always like to do when I have a candidate on is to say, hey, the microphone is yours. Tell our listeners why they should vote for you.
Yes, sir. Well, to begin with, my family and I, we've lived here in Rocket City since 1999 and been tremendously blessed to do so. And it's nice to see the news articles when they say that, you know, you're living in a place that's the best to raise a family, that it's actually the reality. And I've been blessed to travel to over 30 countries and all 50 states, and I can legitimately say from the bottom of my heart that Rocket City is the best place to raise a family. And I've been happily married for 11 years, and I have two beautiful daughters, a 7-year-old and 5-year-old. And I'm looking forward to being a part of the community as it moves forward. And I want to be a part of the building process for the community and what's left behind for my children. And with the businesses and the rest of my family that lives in the area, you know, this is home. And I want to make sure that I put, you know, my pound of flesh in to create a good environment moving forward instead of just, you know, enjoying the benefits of it. And you have to contribute to that environment if you want to see it carried on to the next generation.
Well, it's also a personal sacrifice to give up that family time to go to Montgomery. Is that something you have a commitment to?
It is. And I would say that it's one thing to say to your children that you believe something, but it's another entirely to really commit to it and be willing to sacrifice that. And I hope they appreciate that, and I'm sure they will.
I think they will too, and I think you'll be a great representative. And Brian, we will go ahead and get, this music reminds me of the Lawrence County Fair when I was growing up, but I like it. So let's go ahead and get out of here. And Aaron, thanks for coming by. Enjoyed having you for both hats you wore today, and we'll be back in a bit.
Be sure to hang around because Friendly Friday kicks off at the top of the hour. Jordan Dressman, Fox 54, will be here to talk about weather and all sorts of things. We're going to find out what he's grilling this weekend. And your friend Steve Dwyer is coming next, going to call us in too and let us know what's happening. He and his wife have a great charity they're doing, so excited to hear about them as well. Dwyer Fire.
So we'll be back in a bit, folks. This is Bill Crawford. Thanks for listening.
It's the perfect time of year to fly a kite. A Ray of Hope is hosting the Community Kite Festival on Saturday, March 7th at John Hunt Park. This free, family-friendly event continues a beloved Huntsville tradition of bringing people together through shared experiences, outdoor fun, and community connection. You can bring your own kite or purchase one at the event. Come and enjoy the celebration as colorful kites soar across the sky on Saturday, March 7th at John Hunt Park. Learn more at ashakaranonline.org.
Have you ever turned your back on God? Have you ever absolutely known the right thing to do and just turned around and walked away in disobedience? I know that I have. Aren't we thankful for our great and merciful God who loves us and forgives us and remembers our sin no more? I'm so thankful that His mercies are fresh every day. I need that, and I suspect you do too. Hey, I'm John Deese, pastor of Cross Point Church, and if you're looking for a church home, come see us. We're smack dab across the street from the YMCA in Madison, and check us out at cpcfamily.org.
HD 97.7.2, WZZN-FM, Union Grove, Huntsville, Alabama. Talk radio, WZZN.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are falling in afternoon trading after the February jobs report showed that U.S. employers cut more jobs last month than they created. And after oil prices jumped to their highest level in nearly 2 years due to the Middle East conflict, oil prices continue their ascent with the global benchmark Brent crude climbing to $93 a barrel. Most all of the S&P 500 sectors are lower, with tech the worst performer, while energy is gaining. The Magnificent Seven big cap tech stocks are lower and are also down for the week. Chip stocks are tumbling as risk appetite fades. And airline stocks continue to drop due to surging jet fuel prices. And shares of Marvel Technology are surging 22% in a down market. The semiconductor company delivered strong quarterly earnings driven by AI demand in addition to upbeat revenue projections. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
1819 News.
Well, this is a big weekend for the Alabama Republican Party as the executive committee meets in Hoover on Saturday to vote in their next chairman. John Wall stepped away from that position just a few months ago in order to run in the lieutenant governor's race. There are now three candidates vying for this position: former Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill, acting chairman of the ALGOP Joan Reynolds, and former Republican Majority Leader to the Alabama House, Scott Stadhagen. 1819 News spoke with the three candidates about their position on closing the Republican primary so that Democrats and independents cannot play a part in voting for Republican primary candidates. John Merrill said that it's an interesting issue that needs to be explored and evaluated with a study on the pros and cons. Joan Reynolds says that the Republican Party has passed resolutions in the past about closing these primaries and that it is something she's in favor of. She's also approving of the bill that was recently offered by State Representative Ernie Yarbrough. And Scott Stadhagen is supportive of closed primaries, saying that Republicans should select Republican nominees and Democrats should select Democrat nominees. Stadhagen is also a co-sponsor of Yarbrough's bill. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
Southeast Health Hospital in Dothan is joining the Mayo Clinic Care Network after being invited to do so by the renowned medical institution. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
You've been paying on that life insurance policy for years, but maybe you don't really need it anymore, or it's gotten a bit too expensive. Well, before you just let it expire, let Neighbors Insurance Solutions share with you some alternatives that you haven't considered. Don't throw away something that still may have great value for you. If you want to learn more about what Neighbors Insurance Solutions can do for you, call 256-763-7693. A death benefit could be a life benefit. Learn more at 256-763-7693.
If hunting and outdoor recreation are your passions, it all starts with the right property. That's where I come in. I am Bo Butler with Southland Realty and Auction, a hunting and recreational land specialist and a Jackson County native who sees land through a hunter's eyes. Just as you trust your guide on a big game hunt, you can trust me to find the perfect property for you. Thinking of selling? Let me help you make your land attract buyers. Remember, Bo knows land. Call me at 256-609-0512.
There's power in caring when it is put into action. Each year, our bankers serve on nonprofit boards, support our local educators, and volunteer with our hometown food bank. I'm Bobby Humphrey, Vice President of Business Development for Bryan Bank, and community service is just not a line item in our mission statement. It's who we are. Because after all, Alabama is our home too. That kind of commitment to community might not be what you would expect from a bank, but it's exactly what you can expect from us. Give us a call or stop by one of our two offices in the Huntsville area and experience unbeatable service and legendary results.
Bryan Bank, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS ID 2428943, member FDIC.
It's softball time in Alabama, and the best place for your travel softball team is to play with U-SSSA Softball. Not only for the best travel team tournaments, but for recreational softball tournaments all around the area, as well for your high school level softball team. Plus, the U-SSSA National Championship this year is at the Gulf Shore and Orange Beach and the Foley Softball Complex. Now, for more information, visit alfastpitch.utsssa.com. That's alfastpitch.utsssa.com.
Hey folks, Arthur Seed, managing partner at University Kia, let you know we are proud supporters of Alabama and Auburn football. Swing by University Kia today and check out our huge selections of brand new Kias, including the spacious Telluride 8-passenger SUV, the slick new K5, the sporty Kia Seltos. We've got perfect cars for every lifestyle and budget. Visit UniversityKia.com to view all our amazing offers and get pre-approved amenities. Because we want to see you in a Kia. Roll Tide, War Eagle.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. We drop into the lower 60s as we head into the overnight early Saturday morning. A mostly cloudy and overcast sky Saturday afternoon. We're going to start the day dry, but then showers and thunderstorms are going to build in through the later part of Saturday afternoon and then continuing through Saturday evening. Some of those thunderstorms could come with some gusty winds, but as of right now, no severe weather is expected.
This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WCZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice, not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and this is Bill Crawford along with producer Brian Temple. And we are glad to have you with us today. We should be hearing from our favorite weatherman in the world, Jordan Dressman. He may be calling us in a bit. He normally does on Friday. But until he does, let me kind of take his place for a second and tell you this. It's nice outside, folks. It is going to be a beautiful weekend. There is going to be probably some rain tomorrow afternoon, but tomorrow morning it's going to be absolutely gorgeous. It was absolutely gorgeous today. I was actually able this morning to go hit that little white ball around a little bit, and frankly, I hit it pretty good. I played with my wife, and she hit it really good, too. So we had a good day on the golf course, and there will be many more to follow. And again, remember, this weekend is the first, not the first day, but it is the day that we move the clocks forward, and I can just say bravo to that. So now I think
the temporal terrorists will hold an hour hostage until this fall, and I thought we didn't negotiate with terrorists.
Well,
they're going to hold that hour hostage until this fall.
Well, let's let them hold it hostage. That's okay with me. Jordan, are you there?
I am indeed. How's it going?
Jordan, thank you so much for bringing us a lovely day today. We really do appreciate it.
Well, you know, I'm kind of overcompensating. It's fantastic today because it's going to be not so fantastic tomorrow. So,
see?
You know.
Well, yeah, but not so fantastic tomorrow. But don't we have most of the day tomorrow where it is going to be pretty good?
I mean, if you want to do stuff in the morning up until about 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, yeah, no, it's going to be reasonably nice.
Well, how long is that going to it's just rain, right? We're not talking about tornadoes or any of that other bad stuff that keeps the weathermen up at night.
You know, it's interesting because we're getting into that time of year where it is early March. So while I am very confident that the chance of anything tornadic Saturday is going to be quite low, you know, you kind of get to that point in the early part of the spring in the wonderful world of North Alabama, where it is going to be possible. Now, if it were to actually happen, if anything super exciting were to happen tomorrow, in terms of really gusty winds or a little bit of hail, it would probably happen for our friends over in the shoal.
Well, what about Sunday? Is Sunday, do we have to cross our fingers on that day as we move the clocks forward?
I'm very excited about daylight saving time. I'm really glad I kind of got to hear the very tail end of that conversation. We are going to get some rain on Sunday, but I don't think Sunday is going to be a complete and total wash.
Well, let me ask you this. One thing we talked about last week, and I'm just curious if you were able to satisfy your craving for crawfish.
I did. I did. Myself and Mrs. Dressman, we did not go to, I believe you said, Tim's Cajun Kitchen.
Right.
I have a really good relationship with the owner of Champy's over in Madison.
Oh, that's a good choice.
That's a good choice, yeah.
Yeah, and so we went over there and got us 6 or 7 pounds of crawfish over there on Saturday.
There you go.
Well, now let me ask you this. You say 6 or 7 pounds over there. I know Champy's. I've been there quite a few times for their fried chicken, and you said 6 or 7. Did they sell them to you, that many cooked? And if they did, I'd have to say you and your wife have pretty hearty appetites.
Listen, you know, yes, they did sell them to us cooked. We did dine in, I suppose, as it were. But if you think about it, you know, 6 or 7 pounds of crawfish maybe equates to what, a pound, pound and a half of actual consumable meat?
I don't even know if it would equate to that much consumable meat, but do they do the newspaper on the table and just dump them out there with all the other stuff that goes with them? How did that work?
They have very large trays, and then when you order your crawfish, you also do get a variety of sausage and potatoes and corn and the whole nine yards. And of course, the only adequate beverage to drink is a very adult-only, large, tall beer.
Oh, absolutely. As cold as it can be, because those little boogers, when they go down, sometimes they're a little bit spicy, and you got to make sure that you get the spices off. So what's the craving for this weekend?
See, I haven't figured out the craving for this weekend because I would imagine that, you know, given the rain and the wind, I will probably spend at least a little bit of time working.
Well, yeah, I would imagine that you know, you guys, the rest of us, we depend on you. You know, when it gets bad and gets nasty like that, we sit inside and shut the doors and we turn the TV on and you tell us what to do and what not to do. And, so does the impact of setting the clock forward, does that impact your life, or is that just something? I don't like it when we knock them back, but when they bring them forward, hey, I'm all about that. What's your opinion on daylight savings time?
I love daylight saving time. I love moving the clocks ahead 1 hour. I don't like pushing them back either because, you know, the sun sets at 4:30. But I really enjoy the fact that the sun is going to set at 7.
Well, yeah, it starts, I guess it's already been setting a little bit later, but now it's going to get even later still. So what's the next week looking like? Is that going to be a big weather maker, or is it going to pass this weekend and then we can go about our business?
Exactly.
Oh, so I nailed it. I'm now certified. Well, I'm not. Oh, by the way, we wanted to mention, what, 5 times in a row or 5 years running, you were named the most accurate weather forecast in the Tennessee Valley?
That is correct. That is, you know, that's something I'm quite proud of. So thank you.
That's no small feat, man. That is, and, you know, and we've said before, to be a weather guy in this market for any length of time, you got to be good. And for you guys to be recognized as the best by weather rate, that's, you know, they're the benchmark, and you guys with it just you and Emily going against the guy across the street with like 4 and 5 guys, you know, and those people on the hill with all those people. I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at, man.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Well, you know, it's a lot of a lot of people don't think much about that, but I certainly do, because people depend on you guys. You know, when we're going to make plans, and you know, I really love the fact that at the end of your nightly forecast, I watch the 921 every night, and you give a good 10-day forecast, and it's usually dead on. So keep doing that. That's a good part of my planning process. But we thank you for joining us today, and we're going to go ahead and get out of here, and we're going to let you get back to work and prepare for tonight and also prepare for tomorrow. And figure out something good to eat and let us know next week what it was.
Of course. Yes, sir.
All right, Jordan, thank you much. That's Jordan Dressman.
Thanks, man.
Fox 54, most accurate weather forecaster known to man, or at least known to the Tennessee Valley. So
we're big fans of him here. I tell you what, Bill, it's time to go to break because Steve Dwyer and his wife are on the phone.
Okay.
And well, I'm ready to hear about their group, Dwyer Fire, and all the great work they're doing.
Okay, let's take a break, and we'll come back in a minute. Steve and Gail, you guys hang on.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
In the market for a new or used car? Look no further than Hyundai of Decatur. With a large inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned Hyundai models, Greenway Hyundai of Decatur is here to service all of your Hyundai needs. Come visit our exceptional service department as well. With state-of-the-art facilities and a caring team of automotive professionals waiting to service your vehicle, make Hyundai of Decatur your number one choice for all your automotive needs. Give them a call today at 256-274-0279 or visit them online at greenwayhyundaiofdecatur.com.
AL Cert number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinions?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are our grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490 or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
Four-time Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, performing live March 19th at the BBC Mark C. Smith Concert Hall. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Every show is a new experience.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford, and this is Talk Radio WZZN. We're next going to talk about the Dwyer Fire Gold Star Foundation. And I want to make Stephen Gill, are you there with me?
Yeah, we're listening to the Partridge Family.
Yeah, the Partridge. It's Friendly Friday theme. That's our Friendly Friday theme. But let me introduce our listeners to you, Stephen Gill, just briefly, and then we'll get into the discussion on the Dwyer Fire Gold Star Foundation. Steve Dwyer and Gail Dwyer and I go back a long way. Steve and I were West Point classmates. We lived just down the hall from each other. And Gail, when I was a sophomore, Gail was a freshman, or as we call them, a plebe, and I was her assistant squad leader. So I was the one who had to ask her all her fourth class knowledge and shape her into the sterling cadet that she eventually became. Steve ended up serving 30 years on active duty and retired from the Army, and Gail served 5 years on active duty and eventually retired from the reserves. They're a great American family, but sometimes even great American families experience tragedy that forges them into something else. And Gail and Steve lost their son, Chief Warrant Officer 3, Steve Dwyer, who's also a West Point graduate, and they lost him in an accident while he was deployed over the Mediterranean on November 10th, 2023. It was a helicopter accident. And young Steve was just an unbelievable athlete who believed that sports were just an essential part of physical and mental well-being. And Steve left behind 3 sons. And what Gail and some of her friends decided to do was they wanted to form an entity that would help those who were the children of Gold Star family members, which essentially are families that have lost a parent in the military. So they established Dwyer Gold Star. It's a foundation. It's a 501c3 nonprofit. And what that does is that empowers Gold Star children. It helps them out by providing them support and mentorship through sports and fitness. Now, the fallen hero parent is gone, and that's never going to come back. But you can continue to support those children who have sacrificed so much. And Stephen Gail, that is exactly what you have been doing. I admire you for this. Tell me if I missed anything in your introduction or with the Dwyer Fire Foundation that I should have talked about.
Well, yeah, you got it mostly right there, Crawdad. Really good to hear your voice. As you say, we do go way back, probably 45 years or so. And I would attribute you to getting me through my my engineering 401 and 403. So thank you for that. Also probably electrical engineering, but yeah.
Well, you also, if you're honest, you have to say that I had a little bit of a hand in getting you and Gail together when we were on the cadre together in Beast Barracks, and I recommended y'all come to Steve Steuben's party. Remember that?
That's right. You're right. Yeah, that was actually our first date. I can go more into detail about that, but I think we're on a time schedule here. But yeah, Bill, you got the large part of it right. I figure what we would do is we would just start with just a little bit about Steve and who he was.
Okay.
And then what happened, and then what we've done about it. So that's kind of the format I'd like to go through.
Go right ahead.
Okay with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Go ahead. The mic is yours.
Well, yep. Thanks, man. And so Steve was born into a military family that stretches back to the Revolutionary War. So we actually have a direct relative, my son and I. Gail is, the Irish got in there somehow, and they got a few soldiers on their side. But yeah, and so we go back to the Revolutionary War, and my great 9 greats ago served at West Point under Benedict Arnold. And so that that's our military tradition. Goes up through the War of 1812, Gettysburg at the high water mark. So all I have direct descendants in all that. Landed at Normandy. My grandpa, who graduated from West Point in 1923. My father was in the Army, and we've got so many people that are connected to us that graduated from West Point. It was almost a foregone conclusion that Steve would go to West Point. So he graduated from West Point in 2009, graduated from Enterprise High School in Alabama. We spent a lot of time in Alabama. And graduated from West Point 2009, went into the field artillery, deployed to Iraq, saw combat, came back, went to flight school. Graduated from flight school in 2016, went to the 101st, saw combat, came back, went to the 160th, deployed on his first deployment on a real-world mission to the Mediterranean after the 7 October attack in 2023 of Israel, and served in support of what was going on over there, and was killed in a tragic accident where he was doing aerial refuel and aerial gunnery over the Mediterranean, and him and four other crew members lost their life.
Well, so Steve, let me mention something about that, because that's just one thing I want to emphasize as we go through this discussion, because we're in a scenario today where people are saying, we're not really got soldiers on the ground, but our soldiers are always in harm's way. And so, folks, if you're listening out there, think about that, because that's one thing is when we're at war, it's not just the soldier, it's the whole family. So go ahead, Steve.
Yeah. Well, on that day, on the 10th of November, we had just watched Army win, and we got a phone call from my daughter-in-law, and the horror show began. And so, what we did after we, went through the worst part of our life, losing our oldest son, who really was, just an unbelievable man. And, everybody thinks their son's great, but he was something special. And after we went through that, collectively, our family got together and said, how are we going to honor Steve? And so we started this Gold Star Foundation, mostly Gail. As you know, she's the brains of the organization. And our son, Tim, who is our youngest son, who is retiring from the Army here soon, him and Gail kind of put this together with a couple other friends. And that's kind of how we started it. And, our goal was to honor Steve, and there really wasn't a better way to do that than through sports and fitness. He was a really good athlete. He was an All-American rugby player. He was a pretty good high school football player at Enterprise, played lacrosse at West Point for a little bit. So athletics and physical fitness were his thing. So Gail kind of will pick this up here and what Dwyer Fire Gold Star Foundation does, but basically, it's those folks, like you said, that are sort of left behind without that person in their life. And we have 50 or so Gold Star children right now in our foundation. But I'll let Gail talk a little bit more about that.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Hey, Gail. Let me say hi to you first. It's good to talk to you. So go right ahead.
I know. And I'm sorry. It's great to talk to you. I'm just sorry it's about this. But I am proud of what we're doing, and I think little Steve would be glad to see us honor him this way. So we knew, we knew we had to do something, and it was like, what can you do to honor him? And I think that it was about 3 weeks after we lost Steve that we had the unit memorial, which was just the worst day. And his three boys were at the unit memorial, and they were 3, 5, and 7. And then the following Monday was going to be the celebration of life. So the memorial was on a Friday, and a lot of people came into town and stayed for the weekend. And Saturday morning, our seven-year-old grandson, Steve's oldest son, Landon, had a basketball game. And the bleachers were packed with everybody who was in town for the weekend. And Landon scored a basket and looked over at the fans, and it was the first time we'd seen him smile in so long. So that's what triggered it. We said, we've got to do something. These kids have got to continue to play sports. It's just that important. And, of course, the metrics show that kids who play sports and are involved in fitness activities, their resilience is enhanced. So we knew, okay, this is what we have to do. So that's what triggered us to start this Dwyer Fire Gold Star Foundation. So right now, as Steve said, we do have 58 Gold Star children enrolled. We support them by providing $1,000 a year for sports and fitness expenses. Last year, we were able to help with summer sports camp costs, and we've sent them Christmas presents with gift cards to a Sporting Goods store and a Dwyer Fire beanie hat. So we have, you know, additional kids on the wait list now, 9 kids on the waiting list now, and sadly, with the current world situation, we assume that's going to only increase. So that's what we're doing, and it's a good thing. We think that, you know, as Steve said, when these kids suffer the trauma of losing their parents, it's an emotional trauma, but there's also a huge financial loss in the family. So we just do what we can to support them in sports, which we all know are expensive.
Yes, they are. And one thing I want to interject real quick is if you're listening to this today, and if you have a question for Steve or Gail, feel free to give us a call at 256-382-0724. Once again, that's 256-382-0724. So when you started your foundation, Steve and Gail, now you have 58 kids. How did it start? Did you just have some local people that you knew, or did people come up to you and say, hey, we have a need for some sports equipment for our kids? How did that come about?
Well, initially it was, we sadly, you know, there were six kids in Steve's accident. So we knew that we had immediate, you know, target audience right there. And then there are so many losses in the 160th. We knew Gold Star families. So we knew of other Gold Star families, and we let them know what we were doing. And then the word spread between the Gold Star families themselves, and you know, one Gold Star family would tell another about us. So getting the word out to the Gold Star families has not been, you know, much of an issue. You know, just getting the word out to the donors and asking people to donate. We are all volunteers. You know, and it's two of lifelong friends of little Steve, whose fathers are both your classmates, Katie Constanza and Holly Warwick Alves, Vince Warwick's daughter, who have both known Steve since he was born. They're like sisters to him. They do the bulk of the work with our son, Timmy, who's our president and the West Point 11 grad. So we just, you know, we reach out to people, we ask for donations, we apply for grants, and we just do the best we can.
Well, and I know you're doing great work, but give me an example. Like I can recall that, you know, when my son, Barrett, and Gail, I know you know Barrett. You got him into West Point. But
I don't think I can take credit for that, but thanks. Barrett did all that himself. He definitely got the best from both of his parents.
Well, Gail, I got to deviate just 1 second and tell a Gail Dwyer story. When you were doing the physical fitness test for my son, Barrett, I was standing right beside you, and your Boston accent, you said, "Billy, these boys are not working real hard unless they hurl." And as if on cue, Barrett stopped right in front of us because he finished the run and he threw up. So, but what I was going to say is he had needs for his sports in high school here in Huntsville, Alabama. You know, you have to pay money to buy equipment sometimes when you're playing sports. Do you help families out with that? And if so, how do they find out about it? And what do they need to do? Do you have an application process?
We do. We have an application online at our website for any Gold Star family that's interested in applying. And we, it's a very simple application process. And at this point, we'll probably put people on the waiting list, and then we enroll them as soon as we have the funds to enroll them. So we enroll Gold Star kids from ages 5 through 18. So when we enroll a kid, the first 34 kids that we put on our roster in 2025, at the end of 2025, we had 34 kids. And we are able, we have dedicated funds, we're able to support those kids through their 18th birthday. So for the additional kids on our roster, let's do the math on that, how many additional to 58, when we enroll these kids, our current kids that we enroll, we only enroll them with the understanding if we can do 2 years. We need to finance them for at least 2 years. And then we provide them the money for sports. If they want to pay that for registration fees, if they want to pay that for equipment, we leave that up to them. However, they can use the money to best finance their sports and fitness journeys.
Well, let me ask you this. This is obviously is a great organization, and you're doing great things with it. Is there any federal, local, or state funding available that helps you out as a 501c3, or is it all totally through donations?
It's all totally through donations. So, we apply for grants. We ask corporations for help. There's a lot of corporations that when people donate monthly, even if they donate $10 a month, the business will double their donation. So we're grateful for that. But we like to say, you know, if 10 people donate $10 a month, that will provide support for one Gold Star child a year. So any donation is great. We appreciate anything we get.
Well, how gratifying has it? I know there's nothing that can replace the loss that you have felt and will continue to feel, but how gratifying has this been to honor your son through this foundation?
I think it's been a good thing for us. I think when you're in darkness like this, doing anything that lets some light in is a good thing. And this has definitely let light into our lives and the lives of the Gold Star children, where, you know, the families that we support are just so appreciative. It just makes it all worthwhile. So they send in semi-annual progress reports with photos, and we ask them some questions because we need to measure, you know, resiliency with metrics. So we've got questions we ask them to, basically prove that the sports participation is enhancing the resilience of the Gold Star child. And it's all just so positive, and we're all just, you know, they're all just so grateful for the support.
Well, let me ask a question I have about the Gold Star families. Is that also an organized entity of people so that they know about you, and when somebody becomes affiliated with the Gold Star families, do they automatically know about you, or does the word need to get out?
No, they don't automatically know about us. I think what happens initially, I think, you know, people are just so overwhelmed with so many organizations that help Gold Star families. There are a lot, but we found that there aren't any that do specifically what we do. There are a couple that do that provide assistance for soldiers who are deployed, but there aren't any specifically. There's just a couple out there, and they have long waiting lists to provide assistance for the children of Gold Star families. It's not. I think typically these Gold Star families learn about it through word of mouth. We have reached out. Sadly, there was an accident in the 160th for the unit at Fort Lewis, and we were able to reach out to those families and enroll those kids right away. But we haven't had an issue with people finding out about us. So,
well, hey, one other thing to add, Bill. There is a, I would say, startling lack of support for families of Gold Star just the families of Gold Star children from the government. And when we went through this whole thing with Allie, our daughter-in-law. And so when we're sitting in there and they put a piece of paper out there, how much she was going to get, you know, for losing a husband. Survival Benefits Plan. It wasn't very much money. And so you go from, having a guy like Steve, you know, he was a W-3, but he was doing pretty good, you know. Allie was working. She's a nurse practitioner, so they were doing okay. And then all of a sudden, she can't work anymore because now she's got to take care of the kids. You don't have Steve anymore. And there was a real lack of financial support. And it actually took, there was supposed to be a payment that was given in 72 hours, and it took a couple weeks. And I was in direct communication with the Secretary of the Army, and she couldn't even get it done. So there's just this lack of financial support. When you lose someone in the military, you basically are, you know, you're about, you know, you have no support. And, you know, the unit will be, you know, they'll be there, they'll bring food and stuff, and, you know, they have all that. But in the long term, the things that the military does for Gold Star families would surprise you, and we probably don't have enough time to go into it. So what happened is all of these organizations kind of pop up, and they're sort of niche. You know, they'll hit for sports and fitness, or they'll hit for education. But unless you know about them, and unless people donate to them, they're only partially helpful. So it's really an area that could use a lot of work and a lot of looking into. But we're just, you know, our fingers in the dike. There are people that want to be part of our program, and certainly in this current climate, there'll probably be more that we're just putting on the waiting list and saying, hey, well, as soon as we get the donations, because we don't have any paid employees, everything we do is volunteer, and it all goes to the charity. There's not a penny that goes to anything else. But that's what we do. We just sort of hope that we can get some more donors and then get some more folks, you know, Gold Star kids in the program. So there's more to be talked about on this subject.
Well, can you guys hold through a break?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Brian, let's go ahead and take a break, and then we'll bring Steve and Gail back. And hey, if you want to talk to Steve and Gail, if you have input to this issue, concerns or questions, 256-382-0724. We'll be back with Steve and Gail in just a bit, and we'll talk about the Dwyer Fire Gold Star Foundation. Thanks for holding on. Back in a bit.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
No Wi-Fi?
How are we going to stream the game?
Mom, I have a research project due.
How are we going to make dinner?
Don't let power outages send your family into a meltdown. Get a Generac generator from Current Electrical. We keep your lights on and your Wi-Fi on. Visit GenSuperstore.com or call 256-880-1880. Trust us, your family will thank you.
Most current way to keep your power on. Generac Superstore.com.
If you've ever been in a car wreck, it almost feels like being in a movie. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people every day.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck and need a lawyer, is bigger better?
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family.
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Having thousands of cases is impressive, but do you want to be just a case number, one with lots of digits?
Or do you need a lawyer who gets to know you? With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, when you've been injured, we take the time to help.
Even in your hospital room.
Because at the Lackey Law Firm, you're not a number. We treat you like family, because that's what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, this is Wes Neighbors. I'm here with Sam Fleming with Fleming Roofing and Restoration. Sam, tell the folks about Fleming Roofing and Restoration.
Hey, Wes. Our company, Fleming Roofing and Restoration, specializes in commercial and residential roofing and repairs. I'm a fifth-generation Huntsvillian, and our family's been doing construction business in Huntsville area since 1965.
Sam, what kind of roofs does Fleming Roofing and Restoration do?
Our guys are skilled enough. We can come out and address any kind of leaks or issues you might have on your commercial, on your metal roofing, on your shingles. We can do anything, and we can offer you a solution to repair it, or we can replace it.
But you guys also do insurance restoration.
Our staff has 10-plus years of experience as insurance adjusters, and we really do know the inside and out of the claims process at Fleming Roofing and Restoration.
Check out Fleming Roofing and Restoration online at FlemingHSV.com, or you can call or text them at 256-651-9440.
Hey, Wes, we show up.
I'm Abraham here from my friend Ross Roberts and his team at Valley Equipment Rental, and they have a brand new product for you. If you happen to be standing on a concrete or tile floor, Valley Equipment has the perfect cleaning solution for you. Whether it's new construction, daily work areas, or an area that's been neglected for too long, the Valley Equipment team of experienced professionals can help you choose the right floor scrubber or sweeper for your needs. Valley even has the right cleaning products for the job. Call Valley Equipment Rental today to learn more. Make a clean sweep with Valley Equipment Rental.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. We drop into the lower 60s as we head into the overnight early Saturday morning. A mostly cloudy and overcast sky Saturday afternoon. We're going to start the day dry, but then showers and thunderstorms are going to build in through the later part of Saturday afternoon and then continuing through Saturday evening. Some of those thunderstorms could come with some gusty winds, but as of right now, no severe weather is expected.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford, and we have Steve and Gail Dwyer with us on the phone today talking about the Dwyer Fire Gold Star 501c3 Foundation. And guys, before I forget about it, I want to make sure that you tell our listeners if they want to participate and make a donation, how they do that.
Okay. So if you go to the website, there's the Dwyer Fire Gold Star Foundation.org website, and there's a page there that will allow you to give on a one-time basis, a monthly basis, whatever you can give. And also opportunities to volunteer for anyone who's interested in volunteering. So we appreciate your support.
Oh, and I'm going to also put that on my Facebook page, too, and you're welcome to put it on the Crawdads Countdown to Kickoff Facebook page and another radio show I do. But our time runs short. Thank you for being here. We got a few minutes left, and Steve and Gail, I want to relinquish the mic to you to cover anything that you feel is important that you haven't done yet.
Well, there's, you know, the real winners of this, if there are any, are the Gold Star children, and there, you know, we have 58 stories, and I think the stories are very powerful. The one that comes to mind, you know, obviously near and dear to our heart, is Steve's middle child. His name is Duke Roy Dwyer. So the name Roy goes back to the 1900s. My grandpa was Philip Roy. My father was Philip Roy. I'm Steve Roy. My brother was Joe Roy. Steve Roy was my son, and then Duke Roy. So Duke Roy is the middle child, really good kid, just a great heart. And he, you know, used to love playing sports with his father. And so we interviewed him for the website, and we asked him, you know, what he remembers and what he, you know, loves most about his dad. And it was, you know, playing football with him, and his dad coached him in football, and he remembers that really well when he was playing flag football. And now every time, you know, he laces them up, he gets to remember the good times with his dad. And those are, most of the stories have some connection between the parent that was lost and sports. Some of them are horseback riders, some of them are lacrosse players, but they all go back to that connection they had with their parents in sports. And when we think about our parents and the connection we had with them, you know, my father was there for me, you know, teaching me how to play basketball, though I wasn't very good at it. But I remember those times with him teaching me the bounce pass. So that's what this is about. It's bringing those thoughts about sports and fitness and connecting them with that parent.
Well, Steve, go ahead, Gail. We've got a couple of minutes left. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would just, you know, I ask people to follow us on social media. We have a Facebook page and we have the Instagram account. And what we try to do is not just highlight the kids, but we do honor their fallen hero on the angelversary, the date that we lost them. And I think that's been important to these kids and their families. We've got one little girl who lives in Pennsylvania, not in a military community at all, and she lost her dad. She was less than 2 years old, and she lost her dad, who happened to be a Navy football player, but we're not holding that against him. By all accounts, he was a great guy, and he died in an aviation mishap. And she told her mom that, you know, she likes to wear her Dwyer Fire T-shirt because it connects her to other kids that she had no understanding. She feels like she's a part of a group now. So it's been a good thing for these kids, I think, and we're grateful that we can do it. And we know that we couldn't do any of what we do without the support of so many generous, kind, and empathetic donors. So thank you for giving us this opportunity, and thank you to all of our donors out there.
Well, I will tell you this also. I'm going to, Gail and Steve, I'm going to send you the audio of this interview. You can put it on your website, do with it however you want. And folks, I can tell you this for a fact. Steve and Gail Dwyer and their children and all of them, they are the people that this country is all about. They're the salt of the earth. They're some of the greatest people in the world, and they're honoring their son in a truly magnificent way. And I hope I've done just my little bit to help get the word out. And thank you guys for being on today, and we wish you well in your foundation.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, Brian, let's go ahead and take a break. That's Steve and Gail Dwyer from the Dwyer Gold Star Foundation. Check them out. Help them out if you can. We'll be back soon.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
Hey, I'm Bobby White, and we have amazing truck month deals right now at Lynn Layton Ford. With your good credit, get 0% financing for 60 months with zero down, plus zero payments for 90 days, and $1,000 bonus cash on new F-150s. That's 0 for 60, 0 down, 0 payments for 90 days, plus $1,000 bonus cash on new 25 F-150s. Save up to $5,000 off MSRP on 25 Rangers, $5,000 off on Ranger. Save up to $10,000 off MSRP on remaining new 2025 Explorers, up to $10,000 off. We've got new Maverick Hybrids starting at under $28,000. That's right, new 25 Maverick Hybrids are truck month priced from just $27,840. And you'll never be asked to pay any hidden markups or dock fees. Come see us while supplies last by March 31st. We hope to see you real soon at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline Indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com.
Eat, drink, compete. Welcome to Field Day, Huntsville's go-to spot where every day feels like a win.
Catch the big game or create your own with chef-driven bites, craft cocktails, self-serve beer, and games that keep the fun going. And don't miss happy hour, 50% off drafts and appetizers, plus $5 margaritas and wells. Life's better when you play, so grab your friends and make it a win at Field Day, University Drive, Huntsville.
Tom Abraham here for my longtime friend Mike Owen of Owen Home Appliance. You know, Mike has over 25 years experience in the appliance industry, and since 2017, Owen Home Appliance has served customers in the Tennessee Valley with a focus on quality products, affordable prices, and excellent customer service. Owen Home Appliance prides themselves on community involvement as well, sponsoring local teams and events while making sure that you get the right appliance at the right price. Visit their highly interactive showroom in Lacey Springs, just 8 miles south of the river on 231.
Since 1983, Berkshire Hathaway Rise Real Estate's Ann Adams has been your local go-to real estate expert in the area. As a buyer, you can trust Ann's in-depth knowledge of the local housing market to narrow available properties down to those you'll be interested in, saving you time when shopping for a new home. When you're ready to sell, Ann's expert negotiation skills will ensure you get a fair price and hassle-free experience. Call Ann Adams today at 256-337-2625 or email annadamsrise@gmail.com.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
And I'm still hoping, waiting, praying. I did not die in vain.
Hey, folks, this is Bill Crawford. This is The Point with Bill Crawford, and I'm going to close by telling you this. I'm absolutely ashamed of myself, and I will tell you why. I have known Steve and Gail Dwyer for most of my adult life, beginning at West Point, and I've known about the tragedy that happened with their son, Steve, and I've known about their foundation. I've just never gotten around to do anything about it, but guess what? That changes today. I'm going to go home, and before I do anything, I'm going to get on my computer, and I'm going to make a donation on a recurring basis to Dwyer Fire, and I'll tell you why. It's not just because they're friends of mine, but it's because of what's going on right now. We're at war, whether we like it or not. There are going to be more families who are going to become Gold Star families, and we need to do whatever we can to help them out. And I'm going to do it. And to Steve and Gail, if you're still listening, I apologize. I should have done this a long time ago, but it's going to be rectified today. So do it if you can. They're two great people, and they're doing great things. We're glad you've been here with us today and this week.
You know, Bill.
Yeah.
To go about what you're saying, not only is this a valuable thing, but they mentioned the middle name being Roy.
Yeah.
Roy was my dad's name.
Wow.
And my granddad's name. I'm going to do the same thing when I get home tonight. I'm making a donation in honor of my dad and my granddad.
Well, there you go. So Brian and I are doing it. Why don't you do it, too? We challenge you to. And next week, we will be back and hope you've enjoyed The Point with Bill Crawford. And remember, we're at war. There's going to be Gold Star families. Do whatever you can to help them out before that happens. And Brian,
I'll tell you what. I lost my dad when I was 31 years old. I wasn't ready for it. I can only imagine what these kids go through. When, you know, not only do they watch their dad walk out in uniform over and over, and it never occurs to a young child their dad's not coming home or their parents not coming home, and then they don't. And their little minds just can't wrap around that their parents not coming home. And you can make that life a lot better by donating to the Dwyer Fire Gold Star Family Foundation. We'll get the information here. Bill's going to put it on his Facebook page. Give what you can, do what you can, and help these kids grow up and have a much better life coming out of tragedy. You can help do that.
Well said, Brian. Now let's go ahead and get out of here. Have a great weekend. This is Bill Crawford. This is The Point. Goodbye. God bless.